Well, this is very overwhelming for me to see all your faces. I wasn't sure what I would say in this 1 minute reflection. But as I was thinking about what is about to happen this weekend, I wanted to think about identity and vocation. What does it mean to be a person with a specific vocation? Because as the first line of this passage from St. Paul reads, you are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own. When that scripture says you, it means you and you and you. Each one of us has a vocation. Some of us are called single life, some to married life, some to religious life. No matter what, each one of you has a very special reason for being. And one theologian that I have read throughout my time is Cardinal John Henry Newman, famous English convert from the Anglican Church to the Roman Catholic Church. And the more I think about an ordination weekend, the more I realize that it's not really about me. It's about you and me and the whole church. Because when you see me go up there tomorrow and fully actualize my vocation, then it should be a celebration of your vocation. Because each of us, by our very baptism, has a reason for existing, a reason for loving, a reason for serving. And so this prayer that I would like to pray tells a little bit about that. This is Cardinal John Henry Newman. And when I read it, I want you to think about your own life. Think about the joys, the pains, the fears, the anxieties, every emotion that you have as a creature of God. And listen to these words. Because this is what I'm feeling right now before I go to my ordination tomorrow. God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. I shall be an angel of peace, a creature of truth in my own place, while not intending it if I do but keep his commandments. Therefore, I will trust him. Whatever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve me. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve me. He does nothing in vain. He knows what he is about. He may take away my friends. He may throw me among strangers. He may make me feel desolate, make my spirits sink, hide my future from me. Still, he knows